about that, Stevie. You were off the mark fast today.
The pleasing thing again is creating chances and the boys wanting to run them behind, crosses into the box, and then people wanting to get in the end of things was very pleasing.
Young Turner makes an impact immediately. That's going to settle any lingering nerves there might be, and it was a cracking goal as well.
No, and we sort of changed the shape a little bit from the weekend where we play Kyle just off Nizzy. The wee man probably a little bit frustrated that he's not started at the weekend, but I said all along that's a headache that we want at the football club, and it's the manner that he gets on the half turn and then has the composure to pass it into the net. I think shows his quality that he possesses, and as I say, it's headaches that I want going into the game at the weekend now. Who to select?
How is he? Came off injured.
Yes, I think he's okay. I know the physios were in after the game and that, so it's a bit early to tell yet where he's at, but I think he should be okay for the weekend.
Six goals tonight, Stevie. Which one pleased you the most?
Probably Aaron's one. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought some of the football and the movement and the quality passing to get in there, and the wee man, why he's in the 6-yard box, I don't know, but... not delighted for him, because sometimes it goes a little bit unnoticed that goal scorers get a pat in the back, and Aaron's been very good at the weekend, and you know, to settle in and get himself a goal was a great start to his career here at Dunfermline.
Speaking of goal scorers getting a pat in the back, Kevin Nisbet was just telling us that was his first ever hat trick, so it's not.
Well, is it?
Happy for him.
You know, it's great that you're now looking at Kevin gets his three goals. He was involved in a lot of the decent stuff on Sunday. Andy Ryan will have been chapping at the bit tonight. He was excellent at the weekend, and he's going to be wanting, you know, he would have been wanting some game time tonight. But as I say, it's great that we've now got competition for places.
You're now in a terrific position. You know, that game on Saturday, knowing you could potentially almost basically seal your place.
But it's dangerous because it'll be a difficult game going to play Edinburgh City, you know, at a difficult venue. They've done great last year, and a lot of admiration for James McDonald's on the pro licence course with him, so I know that they'll be well set up. They're unfortunate to lose tonight at St Mirren, and as I say, we'll dust ourselves down. It'll be a test because it's going to be our third game within a week, but one that we'll look forward to, make sure the boys recover properly tomorrow.